It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, we wrapped up the third week of trading for the month of January, and we brought in actually a strong performance for this week, posting some pretty good gains. After what we saw was a bearish USD report a week ago, we certainly have seen these markets stabilize. When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about the week.
The cattle market has been on fire this past year with record-breaking prices. But with higher prices comes higher risk for cow-calf producers. How can I take advantage of those record highs? Should I be expanding my herd? Livestock producers have two key tools to help manage that risk: livestock risk protection and pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. At Martinson Ag, our PRF Optimizer tool helps you select the best coverage. Call the risk management professionals at Martinson Ag, 701-205-4000. Martinson Ag, an equal opportunity provider.
Well, the third week of trading brought in some stronger performance as far as the grains were concerned, making up for the previous week. Of course, we did see the short week trading, a little bit better performance taking place as we kind of slowed down the rhetoric on Greenland. It seems like there's some sort of a deal made to help the U.S. and Greenland move forward. And that certainly did take some of the threat of tariffs being implied or imposed on some European countries off the table. We also did see some decent export sales that came in that really helped support the corn market. Corn sales coming in the highest weekly level since 1990. So low prices do cure low prices, as we saw tremendous demand, export demand for both corn, soybeans, and even wheat for that matter. That all helped to support the market. Of course, cold weather coming into play, also adding a little bit of support, slowing down some grain movement, but also expecting to cause some trouble as far as the winter wheat is concerned in the southern plains and also in Russia. We're also starting to hear some talk of dry conditions in Argentina that are maybe could impact the corn and the soybean crop there. Overall, though, when we saw it all done, we did see some pretty good gains for the week as Minneapolis wheat gained over 10 cents. Chicago wheat was up 10 to 11, while Kansas City was up 12 to 13 cents. Over in the corn market, we saw about 6 cent gains, while soybeans were up 10 to 11 cents. Soybean meal gained $7 to $10. Soybean oil was up $1.37 to $1.38. And some favorable news for the renewable fuel side of things as well. Canola also seeing some strength because of a little bit of better trade negotiations between Canada and China. Canola was up $12 to $13. In the meats, Friday we did see a push that pushed them to the positive side. Live cattle gained about $2.75 to $2.95, while feeder cattle were up anywhere from $3 to $4. We did see lean hogs gain some ground as well, as the deferred contracts continue to put in contract highs. As far as the outside markets, crude oil was up $1.65, gold was up $3.05, and at an all-time new contract high of over $5,000 an ounce, silver trading above $100 an ounce. Dollar was down almost 1.75 cents, and the Dow Jones picked up 65 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.